The former Arthur Andersen accountant who led that firm's audits of the Enron Corporation says he's guilty of obstructing justice. After a plea bargain, David Duncan is now considered a key witness for the Justice Department as it prosecutes Andersen on charges of obstructing justice and continues its probe into Enron's collapse and bankruptcy. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
During his courtroom appearance, David Duncan said he ordered thousands of Enron-related records be destroyed. He also admitted personally destroying documents after learning that the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission wanted to review Andersen's Enron-related files. The accounting firm fired Duncan last January, a month after Enron collapsed and filed the largest bankruptcy in U.S. history. Andersen said Duncan was responsible for the massive shredding of documents and deletion of emails that had occurred, but after Andersen was indicted on an obstruction of justice charge, its lawyers sounded a conciliatory note, saying Duncan exercised poor judgment but did nothing illegal. Yesterday, Andersen attorney Rusty Hardin responded in a statement to Duncan's guilty plea, calling Duncan's comments in court a contradiction and a disappointment. Fordham University law professor Dan Richman says he expects Andersen to continue criticizing Duncan.
One tack is just to attack his credibility. Another tack could be, this is a rogue. This is somebody who claims he was acting at the behest of the partnership or the corporation, and he's just not right. And his actions cannot be imputed to us, Andersen.
But the pressure on Andersen ratchets up a notch with the Duncan guilty plea. The accounting firm faces a May 6 trial on the criminal charge it faces. Andersen had been trying to negotiate a settlement with the Justice Department that does not include pleading guilty. Northwestern University law professor David Reuter, former SEC chairman, says such a plea for Andersen would bring the firm all kinds of problems in terms of its ability to conduct audits.
Well, first of all, the Securities and Exchange Commission has a rule that says that a convicted felon can't audit a statement, financial statements filed with the commission. So they would have to get a waiver from the commission of that rule.
And Reuter says many states and governmental bodies have similar restrictions.
So they really have to find a solution if they're going to stay in business that would not involve that kind of guilty plea.
Professor Richman says that may be difficult. He says the plea agreement the government worked out with David Duncan is a signal to Andersen that the government is ready to move its case forward.
And of course, a signal in the investigation as a whole with respect to Enron that the government has an insider who will be able to lay out a map, presumably, for the government of exactly where it should be looking as it pursues the larger investigation.
So far, Enron faces no charges, nor do any of its executives. But David Duncan could prove instrumental. He is scheduled to be sentenced later this month. His plea agreement is the first deal entered in court as a part of the Justice Department's investigation into Enron's collapse. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.